soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on September 5th, 2015. I'm full of zeal of the Lord today. It's consumed me. The passion of the Lord for people and the awesomeness that God, a God of truth, is given the Word of God, which is the truth, and given us the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of truth. And the very person of Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me." You've got to follow Jesus. You've got to follow the truth. You got to love the truth, buy the truth, and sell it not. There's great opposition to you. This is very personal. Hear this. Hear now. Oh, Jesus, in Matthew 15, verse 12, we're going to go into this now. "Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?" Jesus had corrected the Pharisees, the religious people, in that day, came to his own received him not, gave him a chance to hear, but he said, "You don't have the love of God, he whom the Father has sent, you don't receive. You don't have the Word of God abiding in you. Because when I come in my Father's name and I'm speaking the truth, you won't even receive it. You don't hear it. You hear the sounds of my words, but they don't register in you because you can't embrace the logos, the concept, the word." Jesus was explaining, you know, you're really into your religion. You're cleaning the outside of the cup. You have all these rituals and rites and added things, but you don't even understand. It's from within, from the man, that defiles the man. It's not whether you eat with unwashed hands or the pots and the vessels aren't clean. They were offended by that. They couldn't just go, "Wow, that's very profound, Jesus." No. They love their tradition and they get offended. But Jesus would say, "Happy are you if you're not offended in me." But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up." Matthew 15:14 says, "Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." I'm going to tell you something just very, very profound, because today we're talking about massive amounts of people that are blind religious people following blind leaders, and they're going to both fall into the ditch. There's no way you're going to tell me, or any true disciple of Jesus, that's God's will. God does not want you destroyed. He wants you to follow Jesus, and there's no blindness in Jesus. Oh no, people love to have their pastor, they love to boast in their church, they boast in their denomination, they boast in these things that are not even of the Lord. I've got to get your attention, because the clock is ticking, and because you've been leavened, and your conscience has been seared, and you've believed a lie, you've taken in the hook, you've swallowed it. Hook, line, and sinker. The devil's laid a snare. But the Lord would deliver you and set you free. And I'm going to prove that through the scripture. Jesus says, "Let them alone." Oh, let's go look what this word means. Aphemi is in the Greek word. It means send away. Did going away. Depart. Let them go. To leave them. Doesn't mean just let them be. Get away from these blind guides. Get away from these deceivers. They don't embrace the truth. They won't follow the truth. They don't want the truth. They resist it. They reject it. They deny it. They oppose it. And they're not only going to go that way themselves, but they're going to take as many as they can with them. They block the way into eternal life. They won't go in, and they're not going to let you go in either. And you just gladly go along and give them your money. And that's what they want. They want to bring you into bondage. They want you to support the system. And there's very highly skilled people. They learn scripts that are from Scripture. They can quote Moses, just like the Pharisees and all the scribes and the lawyers and the rulers that killed Jesus and all the apostles and all the prophets of old. They're skilled, cunning, crafty. They shapeshift. They change and transfigure their face. They can transform themselves as ministers of righteousness. 2 Corinthians 11. Paul warned of this in Acts chapter 20, warning people, everyone, night and day for 3 years about wolves that would come in sheep's clothing. If that's not manipulation, stealth, covert, hidden, secret agenda to destroy people. And people from amongst the people, the religious peoples, gathered from the gatherings, when men rise up saying, follow me. But a true minister of the Lord is always going to tell you, follow Jesus. This is very, very serious. Leave them alone. Go from them. Depart. Let them go. They're going to lead people that are blind, that have no sight, that can't even see what they're groping at. They're tripping. They're stumbling. And they don't even understand how perilous it is that they're rocking right on the edge of the cliff. And they're going to fall right into it. That's what Jesus said. Today, you've heard the word of God from Matthew 15:12 through Matthew 15:14. And look up the Greek word, let them alone. It's what it means. You need to find out. In Isaiah 29:10 through 13. For the Lord has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and has closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, has he covered. And the vision of all has become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, closed, which men deliver unto one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he says, I'm not learned. Wherefore does the Lord say, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precept of men. Do you see, ladies and gentlemen? This is in the Old Testament. The seers, the prophets, and your rulers. They're have a spirit of deep sleep. Their eyes are closed. They're blind. They can't see. They're hypocrites. They're actors. They don't have revelation of the Word of God. They can quote it, but they won't understand it. They don't see it. They don't perceive it. It's religion. They're dead. Jesus made it clear. Your whited sepulchers that appear beautiful on the outside, but on the inside, you're filled with dead men's bones and excess and uncleanness, corruption, everything vile. That is not the way of a disciple, a follower of Jesus. Would you agree that John chapter 10 is in the Bible? Are you familiar with that chapter? Would you agree that Ezekiel chapter 34 is in the Bible? And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus says the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? Obviously. You eat the fat and you clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. This shows you the motivation of false religious leaders. God doesn't even have the office of a pastor, as we're going to find as we read this, even the Old Testament, or even in the New Testament. There are gifts of the gift of Christ that true disciples have, and they operate, but we're all brethren. There's no other Lord. There's no other master other than the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have this exalted man over the flock of God's heritage. It's unscriptural. But we see that a false shepherd is the same way. They're completely self-centered. They're feeding themselves. It's all about them. And they'll use you to do it. The diseased have you not strengthened. They're not about ministry, but a true gift of Christ is. Neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which is broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, when Jesus says in John 10, he does. But with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. You're nothing like Jesus, O false religious pastor. You're mean. You're selfish. You're all about yourself. When Jesus said, not my will, but my Father's will, and I lay down my life for my friends. Oh, such a contrast. As far as light is from darkness, as far as day is from night, as far as left is from right and north from south, is the kingdom of God from the kingdom of religion. The Lord says in this prophecy of the Old Testament, they were scattered because there's no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill, yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. How about that? You'd think God would be prophesying against wickedness, and he is. You'd think God would be speaking against the idol worshippers, and he is. You'd think God would be reproofing and rebuking wickedness and evil, and he is. And who's he speaking to? Religious leaders. And here's the sad part, is all these religious people following the wicked leaders. They're called blind guides leading the blind, and they will both fall in the ditch. And what does the Lord say? Run from them. Abandon. Get away from them. Because their end is destruction. When God speaks, they wouldn't listen. When he called, they wouldn't hear. And God says, I'm going to choose your delusion. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I'm against the shepherds. I will require my flock at their hand. Every single person you've harmed, every single one you caused to be defiled and trip over, every one you were a stumbling block, I'm holding you in charge. I'm charging you with guilt. Fear me, says the Lord. I'm going to cause you to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they be no more meat for them. How about that? Praise the Lord. God's not going to let you get away with this. God's not going to let you continue. God completely eradicated this whole religious system. Not one stone was upon another that was not thrown down. Read it in Matthew 24. Yet these men, the builders that reject the cornerstone, have continued to build their temples, their brick and mortar. They call them churches. And they were synagogues. Their synagogues, where Jesus Christ would come and speak the word of the Lord, and the rulers of the synagogue detested Jesus, and they banded together to falsely accuse him with Rome. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock in the day that he's among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. And I will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. This is the cloudy and dark day. This is the day the shepherd goes forth and delivers his flock from your hands, O false shepherds. This is the song of deliverance has come to deliver the people of the Lord. I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. It's a parable. Have you not read Matthew 23? I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away. And I will bind up that which was broken, and I will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, the fat cat. I will feed them with judgment. And as for you, O my flock, thus says the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Read these things, ladies and gentlemen. John 10. Verily, verily, Jesus said, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. Will abandon him, depart from him, let him go. They will walk away and flee from the blind guides, the false shepherds. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The light of the Lord comes with the entrance of his word. The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have life more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he's a hireling. He's a pro. And cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the act of God. This is the word of God. Peter, very acquainted with Jesus, trained by Jesus, taught by Jesus, said in 1 Peter 5, 1 through 3, the elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage. It's called an overlord, if you look it up in the Greek, but being an ensample to the flock. The kingdom of God operates in certain principles. The kingdom of the world operates in certain principles. Which will you be? The kingdom of God is not here or there, as it says in Luke 17. This is the teachings of Jesus. It comes not in observation. Luke 17:20, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "Listen, the kingdom of God comes not with observation. The kingdom of God comes not with observation. Neither shall they say, 'Lo here,' or 'Lo there,' for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." And he said unto the disciples, "The days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see it. And they shall say to you, 'See here,' or 'See there.' Go not after them, nor follow them." Ladies and gentlemen, blindness, blind guides, blind people, blind religion, they go together. A horrible thing was written by Jeremiah. It was an observation he made of the religious system that we've been seeing exposed here today by the Word of God, through Isaiah, through Peter, through Luke, Paul, the Gospels. Jesus. The fountain of living water is God the Father. Eternal life springing up from within you, as Jesus explained it. You'll never thirst. You could drink from the Lord. You can seek his face. And when you seek him with all your heart, you'll find him. And what Jesus is the shepherd that has laid down his life. And he's known of his disciples. And his disciples know him. And they know his voice. And they follow him. And they're not going to follow strangers. They're not going to follow false shepherds that don't care about them, that rip them off, that eat them, consume them. A horrible and wonderful thing, it says, amazing, stunning, that people would forsake God, the living waters, for broken cisterns. And the Lord spoke of this to the assemblies in Asia. Seven churches, it says. There were assemblies in these areas. In the church of Laodicea, right? "These things says they, amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning," or the authority, the ruler of the creation of God. This is Jesus. "I know your works, that you're neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So then because you're lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because you say I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. And you know not that you're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white raiment, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. And as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." Ladies and gentlemen, this is the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord is doing. This is what he's saying. He's knocking at your door. Are you going to sit before false masters, false shepherds, false apostles, false prophets, false brethren that could care less about you? They're using you. They're bringing you into destruction. Or will you follow Jesus? Will you seek the face of God and find him? Will you drink from the waters of the living waters, the fountains that endure forever? Are you going to insist on following a man and becoming blind, following a blind guide? If so, you're going to remain in blindness. And your nakedness will appear. And you'll be poor, wretched, despicable. In Matthew 20, verse 25, "But Jesus called them unto him and said, 'You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant.'" In Mark 10:42, But Jesus called them to him and said unto them, you know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you, but whoever will be great among you shall be your minister. Whoever of you will be the chiefest shall be the servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. The kingdom of God is among you, those that follow Jesus, those that submit to him. And the manner of the kingdom is exactly the opposite of the way of the world, and exactly the opposite of the religious world. The false shepherds, the false pastors, they're making merchandise of you. They're consuming you. They're putting you in bondage. They're standing in the place that belongs only to Jesus. In Matthew 23, 8 through 10, Jesus told his disciples, do not let any man call you rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ. Christ Jesus is the only master over the people. He's the only Lord. You're not to have anyone exalted over you. It is only the Lord that's to be exalted. Isaiah chapter 2, 11, 12, and 17. I'm quoting the scriptures. It is written. This is the word of the Lord. It's the teaching of the Lord. I dare say that the people I've met that are churchgoers rather than Christ followers, they're confused. They're immature. They're underdeveloped. They can quote certain scriptures, but they're completely out of balance. They have absolutely no understanding of the perilous times we're in terms of the dangers of deception, delusion, false doctrine. That there's men in the earth today that are participant of a dragon agenda of the beast to bring the world into the clutches of tyranny, of a one world government, a new world order that will have one religion. And you will not be able allowed to follow Jesus and to call sin, sin, and the truth is the truth. They're full of leaven. They've been leavened by the immorality of the seeker-friendly, seeker-sensitive religious church group system, where I am told that they play secular music and they tell their people when they have a big barbecue, don't preach the gospel. Don't declare Jesus. And yet they stay there. I wrote of these things. If you're following or part of a membership, a church membership they call it, when there's only one body of Christ, but they'll have you join their club, join the franchise, give us your credit card information, write your check. If you're part of a corporate religious center called a church, then you are in disobedience and contrary to the word of God. See for yourself. There's no such thing as, quote, going to church. Check the word. Do a search. Get your concordance out. Do a search online. Look, look, look. It's not there. But you'll find that the word synagogue, look it up, what it means. It's a place of worship by definition. Places where, quote, church are used in scripture are from the Greek word ekklesia, which is an assembly. It's a congregation of people. It's living people, living stones. There are congregations and there is assemblies of the righteous. And there are congregations and assemblies that are dead, wicked, and unrighteous. But there's no such thing as a, quote, church that is a place, as in today's custom and tradition, in the Word of God. It doesn't exist. You've been duped. I'm going to tell you the truth. You've been duped. God's called you to be a Christ follower, not a church goer. He's called you to be the church, to be the assembly of the Lord, where Jesus Christ is Lord, where he's the head, where he's the shepherd, where he's the bishop. And yes, there are elders who are servants of the Lord, who have gifts of Christ flowing through them. But your eyes are never to be upon a man. Your eyes are never to exalt a man. Only one, and his name is Jesus Christ. Woe unto the truth, the false shepherds, to the pastor, so-called. The same people that killed Jesus and persecuted his followers built the, quote, churches. They have titles. They're professional hirelings. They introduce false doctrine. They censor Jesus. They censor the Spirit of God. And they promote idolatrous holidays and customs, on and on, as described in the Word, especially Matthew 23. Read it. Matthew 23. There are people that are in these wicked systems of religion that have a semblance for the Lord. They have an inkling for Jesus, but they're in the clutches of death, though they don't know it. Now, every single man and woman and child can pick up their Bible and you can read. You can see the contrast between what the Word says and what their, quote, church says. They can seek the face of God. They can hear the voice of the shepherd. And they can hear what the master of their church says, Pastor so-and-so. And they're different, indeed. This is the horrible thing that Jeremiah referred to. The people are forsaking the Lord for a corruptible man. The Word of God is living and is powerful. The Word of man is dead and powerless. Read Luke 13. Read Acts 13. The word of the Lord is coming. The testimony of Jesus is coming. And the servants of the Lord, the disciples of Jesus that have sat at the Master's feet, have heard him speak. Every word of God is pure. Every word of God is pure. And they have his testimony, what he's declaring, what he's saying. And this is indeed what he's speaking. I am building my assembly, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. But the assemblies of the wicked one shall crumble and crash and be defeated, as the blind guides lead the blind, and they both fall into the ditch. If you have set a man that's a titled pastor over you, then you are doing exactly what Jesus said not to do. You show that you are not a disciple, for you are following a stranger. You demonstrate by doing this that you prove you prefer the institutions of the devil, the synagogue of Satan, over being part of the assembly of the righteous in Jesus. A disciple doesn't follow strangers. They do not follow hirelings. They do not exalt a man in a position that is solely for Jesus himself, per Matthew 23, 8 through 10. I'm amazed by the people that I've sat with and met with and talked as they are churchgoers. And they know they have the witness that they're to come outside the camp, that the Lord is the shepherd who will lead them out, as it is said in John 10. But they are completely oblivious to the false teachers of our day, the men of notoriety that are globalists, that are secret society members, that work in cahoots with the world religious systems and the one world government attempts that is being brought to the fore. If you're part of a denomination, you're part of a corporation, you're part of a dead, non-living person. Your head isn't Jesus. You're going to have to recover yourself and seek the face of God and make a decision. If you're part of a denomination that's part of the World Council of Churches, they're all banding together as all the religions and all the false doctrines all come together in one big leaven cesspot. God calls you out. Jesus leads you out. But many say, no, I'm going to sit here on my pew.